Time to talk some Portland State football. They're here at Autzen for the first time since 2010, looking to bounce back from a tough opener against Nevada. Our guest will be alongside play-by-play man Matt Rickert on Rip City Radio in Portland. We welcome in Mike Lund. Mike, appreciate the time. How are things in your world?
Well, thanks for having me on. In my world up here in Portland, it's pretty warm. But I understand the weather's going to be very pleasant this Saturday morning in Eugene.
All right. I want to start with the head coach, Bruce Barnum. He's definitely a Northwest guy through and through. He was a coordinator under Nigel Burton, head coach in 2015, made the FCS playoffs, then a little bit of a decline. Now, this is his fourth year. How would you describe among the folks around the program, those you talk with, kind of expectations, and how important is it that they show some progress this year?
Well, I think everybody's very interested in seeing some progress this year. There's no question about that. You know, Coach said you should never go 0-11 like we did last year. We put ourselves in a tough spot early in the season, played very well, lost some close games, and I think probably that affected our team a little bit. And just in terms of going forward and being successful, and we had a pretty young squad. We have a really young squad again this year, a lot of freshmen and sophomores, and I think you know, it's hard when the ball's rolling the wrong way for you to get things turned around.
You know, heading into this season, Coach also made a change at this defensive coordinator, dismissed Malik Roberson, brought in Payam Sadat, who'd worked at Army, played in this conference. And obviously, so far it's been spring ball, summer camp, and a game. But what could you tell us about his style and maybe the kind of defense you expect to see from the Vikings?
Well, I think everyone has been very receptive to Payam's defensive scheme, which is a little different than what we've had in the past, kind of a flex look that we're going for this year. And again, a lot of young guys that are still learning this, but I think the one thing, the one element that we're trying to add back in, and that is to have a little bit more of an attacking attitude defensively. I think part of our issues, a big part of our issues, defensively last year, obviously we gave up tons of points, but we were a little passive and kind of sat back and waited for things to happen to us and reacted rather than trying to set the tone defensively. Now, you know, playing a premier program like Oregon, you know, this attacking mode of defense might not be as obvious or might not be as in play this week as it might be against our Big Sky Conference opponents. But I think we're seeing the progress in practice, and I think we'll definitely see it when we're playing like programs.
Talking Portland State, Oregon with PSU radio analyst Mike Lund. On the other side, Barnum handed over play calling duties to Matt Lunan, who's also the line coach, been with the program 7 years. What does he bring to the table, and maybe what kind of attack should Oregon fans expect to see at Autzen?
Well, actually, you know, Coach Barnum has gone back to calling the plays himself, and that, you know, he ran our offense as offensive coordinator from 2010 to 2014, and then when he became the head coach in his first year, he called plays still as the head coach that year. We had great success that year, and then the last 2 years he handed it over to our previous offensive coordinator, who's now moved on to a role at Nebraska. But he's decided he wants to be in full control again of calling plays, and he is thrilled to be back doing that. That's something he's done obviously throughout his career, a longtime offensive coordinator. And you know, he has a certain flair offensively. He's not afraid if you happen to see any of the highlights of our game with Nevada. You know, we opened with a gadget play that went for 17 yards, and he's not afraid to do some unique things, some different things. We went for fourth down, went on fourth down a few occasions early in the game and had success and moved the football and scored some points early. And he's a guy, too, that's a little bit of a gambler as a play caller. So I think, you know, maybe, you know, altering that aspect of the game, as well as trying to be a little bit more of an attacking style on defense, Just trying to change the mood and the attitude of the program.
Yeah, I want to get to some of the specific players because yesterday the Oregon defensive coordinator, Jim Leavitt, was talking about your tight end. And with Leavitt, sometimes you just get the number of the guy. He said 89 is good. He's obviously talking about Charlie Tumupea. And he said he can play at any program in this conference. So for those of us who haven't seen him, how special of a talent is this young guy?
Well, you know, Charlie had a great season as a sophomore for us. He caught 45 passes at the tight end spot, and that's the most we've had by a tight end in almost 30 years. And, you know, he had a great accolade at the end of the season. And then he was picked on some preseason All-America teams this year as a junior. And, you know, he's a great kid. And whenever you see people getting that type of attention, you're like, well, we hope they react to that well. And he's done nothing but react to it. Hard worker in practice. He's one of the most positive kids on the team. He was picked to be a team captain. And then, you know, we come out in the first game and our first drive, he catches a pass over the middle, runs over three Nevada defenders, takes it in for a touchdown, 48 yards. And then I think even more impressive for me, in the second quarter, same situation, catches a pass, breaks a couple tackles, and then outruns the defensive backfield for Nevada for a touchdown. When a tight end is outrunning, you know, the defensive backfield on an FBS program, I'm feeling pretty good about his prospects for the season. So, you know, he had a good game last week. He lived up to the hype last week, and I'm sure he's going to be an emphasis for the Oregon defense. And, you know, we obviously don't bring in the same talent, the skill positions as Oregon has. So we need him to produce. We need to find a way to get him to produce, even though I'm sure Oregon will really be keen on him.
No, believe me, we've had a couple people send us the link and says this is their tight end running away from defensive back. So he's quite the player. I want to get to the quarterback situation. You know, he was reading in the game notes that going into camp, there was no clear-cut pick. Davis Alexander was in there for the opener. He had the big play you mentioned, but struggles other places along the line. So is he the guy for now? Is he etched, or might we see Jelani Eason or Danny Velasquez?
Well, Davis Alexander, he won the starting job out of camp. He started last week, of course, and, you know, he's a very talented kid with a really strong arm. He's going to be our quarterback, I'm sure. That said, I'm sure, you know, there's a good chance we'll see Jelani. We may see Danny Velasquez. All three of those guys saw a little bit of action at Nevada. You know, in our situation, this is a game that's, you know, it's a little bit of a hope and a prayer. We play these games for a reason. You know, can we find a way to make it competitive? Can we find a way to get it to the fourth quarter and maybe eke out a win like we did a couple years ago at Washington State? I don't know if we can do that. But if we don't, at the very least, we need to get experience for all these guys to prepare us for our conference schedule. So, you know, I would expect you'd probably see all three of those quarterbacks at some point in the game.
Couple final thoughts for Portland State radio analyst Mike Lund. On defense, seems the most experienced at linebacker, Case and Jack at Houston Barnes, both seniors. But there are also two freshman starters in the secondary. Braxton Winterton, a senior rover. What looks to be the strength of the defense, who, you know, along what you were saying, what's going to have a really big game against this Oregon offense?
Well, you know, the strength of the defense, I think the thing that's going to be the strength for us in the Big Sky Conference isn't necessarily going to be the strength for us against Oregon, and that is our speed in the back end, the defensive backfield. We have some really good speed back there. But when you play a team like Oregon that's got great speed and plays at a higher level, you know, that's probably going to be neutralized. But, you know, hopefully we're going to be competitive along those lines in that area. But I would say, you know, that's a strength that Coach Sadat has told me he's really pleased with at the end of fall camp. And, you know, I think the other thing I saw in the game at Nevada, I was impressed with our defensive front. They were a lot more active than what we had last year. We got a safety from a defensive tackle. We got some pretty good pressure on the quarterback, although we played an excellent quarterback who had a very good game. That was expected. But I think, you know, in those two areas, I feel pretty good. And then, you know, in the middle of the field, we do have a few veterans. We don't have a lot of veterans on this team at all. We had 12 guys who'd started the game at Portland State last week for the first time ever. So we have a lot of young kids, a lot of freshmen and sophomores. But I would say that's probably going to be the strength of our defense.
And lastly, I always like to get the view from the outside. You know, we live here in the Duck bubble and get inundated with Oregon football. But in yourself, talking with the guys this week, players and coaches, personal observations, what's the word on the kind of Oregon team PSU will line up against? You know, an Oregon program that's, you know, slipped up a little bit in recent years.
Well, I think, you know, Coach Barnum has said he's been on three or four radio programs here in the Portland area this week. And, you know, he said, laughingly, he said, I don't know if you guys realize this, but Oregon's pretty fast. They got a lot of speed, you know, he says tongue-in-cheek. And you know, we won't have big eyes going down there because we play a couple of these games every year. I mean, his key is to get the guys to game day, to get them to kick off, you know, feeling confident, not having them walk in there and say, oh, my goodness, what are we up against? But get them there in a positive frame of mind. Now, he knows that he's going to have to deal with a big-time quarterback, a quarterback that he offered right here in our offices. You know, Herbert came and visited Portland State, and he got offered by a couple of Big Sky schools. And then, you know, he had a great senior year in high school, and he blew up, and his level of school went up, obviously, and he got to Oregon, and he's proving to be one of the better quarterbacks probably in the country this year. He's gonna show everybody that. So I think Coach Barnum knows a lot about the quarterback. He knows a lot about the speed on defense because he's been looking at that film. You know, he's talked about the guys that Oregon has, and they have quality players at every level on the defensive line and at linebacker in the defensive backfield. So it's going to be a tough challenge, but he loves the strategy. He loves trying to figure it all out. And we know we're up against a lot, but we're going to come in and try to give a real competitive game.
Folks, he's Mike Lund, providing the analysis for PSU football on Rip City Radio. We greatly appreciate your time, your insight. You and your people travel safe, and have a great season.
All right. Thanks, Steve.
All right. Take it easy.